Seems like a month since we played, but I think everybody's excited to get back out there and, you know, get going. Know we have a lot of challenges here with Buffalo in all three phases of the game and as a team, but hopefully we're ready to meet those and you know, get back out on the field and start playing again. We've had a lot of practice time, a lot of film time, a lot of meeting time, but like I said, I think we're excited and ready to get back out there and go. So can't get here soon enough.
Makes sense to say that you're probably ahead right now as to where you would be on a typical Friday.
Maybe a little bit, but they give you a lot to get ready for. So I mean, we could probably take a month to get ready for Buffalo and still be working on something.
With Shanko maybe getting close here, what type of tight end would you sort of classify him as? Is he a combination guy that is effective in both blocking and receiving roles, or would he maybe trend toward one side more than the other?
I think when you look back at his career, he's done both. But I mean, I don't know. We've never had him. I mean, we've had him, but not for very much time and no games. So see how it goes in our offense if we're able to get to that point. I don't know.
For Fells, what do you feel Fells has brought to the team this year? That same position, obviously.
Well, he's an experienced guy, smart player, understands all the different tight end positions and roles. He's got good size, can catch well. I think he, you know, also can play in the running game, play in the passing game, has good experience.
Last week highlighted some play action, good play action plays out of the Rams game and how it created some openings for like Gronk in the last game. Play action wise, how does this group sort of rank? I know you don't rank, but is it up there with some of the other teams you've had in terms of effective play action passing?
Well, I think the play action passing is all hinged around the running game. So if the defense feels like it has to commit to the run or be more aggressive against the run, then that helps the passing game. So I think those two things kind of go hand in hand. The better you can run it, probably the better you can play action it. And the worse you run it, probably the less pull play action has. So I think those two areas complement each other.
Related to that, is that something that you can't just turn on? You know, like let's say, hey, we want to get the play action going in week 9, you know, but maybe you didn't sort of start with that mindset, let's say at the start of the year, that would be a huge part of what you do.
Well, I think it's like anything else. If you find something during the season that you feel like gives you an advantage or something that can help you, then you commit more time to it and try to improve on it. If it's not something that you have a lot of scheme, for example, in your offense, that you expand it on a basis that you feel comfortable expanding. And sometimes that changes from game to game. You know, so if you end up getting into the game and your running game's going well, then you're probably apt to call more play action passes or vice versa, regardless of whether it's our team or any team. I think that's just, you know, if whatever plays you have complement other plays, that if one's going, then the complementary plays should have a chance to work.
4 practices is obviously not normal nowadays with the structure of the weeks and everything like that. What was it like back with, you know, the Giants? Did you practice 4 or 5 times a week then, or was it a similar sort of routine as it is now, or even further back than that?
I'd say it's been pretty much the same since I've come into the league, which probably is pretty much the same as it was with Paul Brown, who changed most everything that Paul Brown did is what, let's say, most professional teams do now, you know, 60-some, so however many years later, however many years it's been. So you know, a lot of teams gave the players off Monday, brought them in Tuesday. Some teams brought them in, gave them off Monday, or gave them, brought them in Monday, gave them off Tuesday. But Wednesday was kind of the first day. Some teams, like Dallas, I think, was Coach Landry was big on having an offense-defense day. One day was offense, the other day was defense. Then Friday was kind of a review day. Some teams split it up. I think most teams split it up now. But regardless, you still, it's the same number of plays, however you end up doing it. We did a little bit of that at Denver, where Wednesday was more of an offensive day, Thursday was more of a defensive day, and that type of thing. But in the end, it's the same number of plays, so. Friday's Friday, Saturday's Saturday, Sunday's Sunday. So, I mean, the thing you really didn't have when I came into the league is all the, you know, all the different games that we have now. Thursday nights, Saturdays, Mondays, Sunday night games. I mean, you played Sunday at 1 or Sunday at 4, other than, you know, one time a year you might be on Monday Night Football, and that was it. Unless, you know, Detroit, we had a Thanksgiving game, but that was really it. You know, now everybody's got midweek games, Saturday games, Monday games. So,
Bill, you talked about getting back and how it seems like it's been forever. Do you find that players sometimes have a tendency that the game coming back from a bye, they're a little too hyper, and you may need to dial them down a little bit just to settle in, or you just want them ripping from the moment the game starts?
Well, I think we try to, as I said last week in St. Louis, I think we try to work back so that we kind of have the same schedule at the end of the week leading up to the game. So Sunday's Sunday, Saturday's Saturday, Friday's Friday, Thursday's Thursday, and, you know, whether it's a short week or a long week, at the other end of it, the days leading up to the game are consistent. And so the player can kind of get into, regardless of what happens, the first or second or first 4 days, the last 4 to 3, 2, 1 days, that those days are pretty consistent for their routine so that they can get into that routine leading up to the game.
But when the game actually starts.
Yeah, well, I'm saying I think those days leading up to the game are pretty consistent, whether it's a Monday night game where you have an extra day or whether it's a Sunday game after a Monday night game where you're short a day, that those days at the end are kind of the same, pretty much the same, so that the player can get into that same routine so that he can be at that same point weekly. And it's not, you know, 1 week it all peaks and then the next week you're kind of on the downslope and the next week it peaks. You try to have it, you know, hit that crest every game. I mean, is the team's emotional and personally, is each guy at the same exact emotional state every week? I mean, I don't know, but the idea is to get to the highest point possible at that time, and it's by sequencing the final days to try to facilitate that. That's the best way I could put it, I guess.
When do you start planning out your schedule? I mean, obviously, it's week by week. You focus on every game by game, but do you look ahead at the schedule and go, I've got to keep this in mind for a practice week coming up, you know, Thanksgiving or in December?
At times there are things that pop up, but I'd say for the most part we're pretty much week to week. I mean, there's some decisions we have to make for a bye week or a London week or a Monday night game, you know, when we're going to bring the players in, when if we get back late on a trip, whether we're going to do it at the normal time or push it back, or you know how that's going to go. But I'd say for the most part, we try to make the decisions week to week based on what we feel like is the most important thing for that particular week. I mean, for me to say what the team's going to need in the middle of December, I don't know. I mean, if we need to practice, we'll practice. If we need to rest, we'll rest. If we need to spend more time on the goal line, we'll spend more time on the goal line. If we need to spend more time on 2 minute, we'll spend more time on 2 minute. I don't really know. Okay. All right.